Oh, yes. Oahu galleries come and go, but with a few interesting ones on the horizon, another one found a new location. I tell you, there are a couple of bumps on the horizon again. You know, there are situations in parking lots or on the way into parking lots that make you want to turn and run. None of that happened on my recent trip to Kailua. There on the main drag, Ku'ule Road, the new Kailua Galleries, owned and operated by Ruth Sorensen.
I don't have much experience, but I have a huge amount of community support and excitement around the show and everything that we're doing.
Painter, now gallery owner, Ruth Sorensen grew up in Alaska. Her hometown had a population of 1,000, 90% Native Alaskan. She sees parallels in Hawaii.
You know, we are so inundated by artwork that is propelled by commercialism, which is fueled by tourism. And I just wanted to show other ways of making art and ways of presenting it.
The current show features work from 34 artists, local and otherwise, ranging from 17 to 85 years old. Sorensen says she's simply looking for artists who demonstrate skill and thought in their work.
I'm really excited about this. When we're not having a show, we'll flip back into active studio space, as in community collaborations, like we had a splatter paint party, drawing workshops, life drawing.
Really?
Yeah, so the space will always be transforming.
Meanwhile, it's a surfer vibe at Polu Gallery.
Most of artists is surfers, so they have a more, you know, free spirit and more mellow.
Surfer Jun Yoshimura, who started the Green Room Gallery in Waikiki, is super happy with his three-year-old surf-focused gallery in Haleiwa. Yoshimura says surf art is easygoing.
And simple, and not too much, so it can fit your house, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes some artists, I feel too much, you know.
Yoshimura's expanded on the ocean theme in the gallery, now showing about a dozen photographs by master underwater photographer Wayne Levin. Levin's photographs somehow look like scenes from a legend.
Maybe the basic thing is, unlike a lot of underwater photographers, I'm not trying to describe the world beneath the surface. To me, it's a really mysterious, magical world, and I'm trying to make pictures that actually deepen the mystery.
They work. And how many Christmas gifts are trying to do that? Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.